It seems like usually when we talk to Riley Alley, we're talking about the Imagination Library. It's part of what she does as the coordinator of the St. Clair County RESA Great Start Collaborative. But there's a lot more to it than that. She's joining us on the line this morning. Riley, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What is the Great Start Collaborative anyway?
So the Great Start Collaborative really encompasses anything early childhood. For St. Clair County, my role is to work with anybody that is working with young kids. So that includes parents, it includes teachers, child care providers, even people, nurses from the health department, anybody that's working with young children, to make sure that we're all working towards the same goal of making sure that our kids are having a great start in life and that they're ready to succeed when they enter kindergarten.
And it does. It takes a village is the old phrase. And it really does take everybody, like you said, getting on the same page to make sure that these kids are ready to hit the ground running in kindergarten.
Oh, it does. And when you think about it, the number of people who are impacting our children's lives goes way beyond what we kind of think about all the time. You know, we do have our educators. We have our child care providers. Like I mentioned, we have our nurses, but we even have any support that is supporting our parents. So sometimes we think of early childhood as just those 0 to 5 kiddos, but we're really looking at the parents as well and making sure that they have the supports they need to be able to do the best job that they can to raise their kids.
And one way that you do this is by getting everybody in the same place at the same time, or as many as can be there at the early childhood conference, which is something new, isn't it?
Well, it's a new name, but many people probably remember it as Parent University.
Okay.
And have been doing it for many, many years. But what we found was that the number of parents and the number of professionals that was coming was pretty mixed. So to really be able to reach a variety of people, we just changed the name of it to be an early childhood conference. Still the same focus, still making sure that we have the experts in the room to be able to educate our parents, as well as any of our child care providers or teachers.
It's coming up on Saturday, March 2nd. So tell us, Riley, a little bit about the event.
So like you said, it's on Saturday, March 2nd. And we do. We invite anybody that is working with young children. And they come in and they get to choose which classes they want to attend. So if we have some educators who are maybe working in an infant toddler room of a child care center, we have classes specific for infant toddler ages. And then we kind of branch out and make sure that we have some for preschool, and we're even focusing on K-1 this year as well. We have a variety of topics that range from behavior and literacy, sensory processing disorders. We have technology. So really, people are going to be able to come in and really choose the classes that are going to make an impact on their either parenting or on their teaching skills that they can then take and pass it on to the kids.
And so this is open to parents. It's open to professionals. It's open to anybody that spends time with young children, right?
Absolutely. I got a phone call the other day that was interested. Grandparents were interested in attending, and we know that today more grandparents are either raising their grandchildren or just helping out with the child care piece and taking care of them during the week while parents work. So we're really reaching out to anybody and everybody. Like we know, parenting doesn't come with a manual, so this is a great opportunity to kind of learn a few skills. And then for our educators who might even have a degree, it's nice to get that new research that is coming out or the new skills that we can kind of teach and add to what you already are doing.
I can imagine grandparents, looking at this and saying, I wish that, you know, we'd had this the first time around when we were raising our kids, because this sort of thing didn't necessarily exist a generation ago.
No, it didn't. And really, things have changed. So the way that our parents raised us, we now know more. We have so much more research to back the way that we're raising our children and the things that we're doing that can benefit our kids. So as much as even if we knew a lot, this is an opportunity to learn more and learn the new things that are happening.
Riley, how does somebody register for the conference?
So right now, if they register before February 15th, they can actually save $10. So the cost is $25. But like I said, before the 15th, they can save 10, and they can visit our Facebook page. It's going to be the St. Clair County Early Childhood Conference. They can find out more information there, or they can visit St. Clair County RESA's website, which is sccresa.org, and they can find it under the professional development tab.
All right, very good. We'll make sure that people look for it there. Riley, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks so much, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye now.
Thanks, bye.